Either we are there or not, ITSB Magazine still gets the best stories. There are plenty of conferences and all sorts of events that spark our curiosity and allow us to start conversations with some of the world's brightest minds. In person or virtually, we sit down with them at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society. Together, we discover what the synergy of these three elements means for the future of humanity. Knowledge is power, now more than ever.
Imperva is the cybersecurity leader whose mission is to protect data and all paths to it with a suite of integrated application and data security solutions. Learn more at imperva.com. Reversing Labs is the leading provider of explainable threat intelligence solutions that dissects complex file-based threats. Its hybrid cloud titanium platform enables digital business resiliency, detects new high-risk threat vectors, and automates SOC and threat hunting processes. Learn more at reversinglabs.com.
Hi, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. So here we are today covering very, very special aspect of Candid Conversation. And today we have Red Team Village with us. And from there, we have Omar and Savannah with us. So I will let them introduce themselves, and then we'll get to know more about the village, what it does, and so much more. So over to you, Omar.
Actually, I'm going to go and have ladies first. So if you don't mind, Savannah, you start.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Savannah Lazara. I am one of the co-leads for the Red Team Village. I've been helping with Red Team Village for almost 3 years now. This will be my third year helping, also on the attack and pen team at Optiv as a senior security consultant, and also an ambassador for the Tampa Hack the Box. So I'm just really excited to be on the podcast today. Looking forward to talking with everyone. And I'll pass it over to Omar now.
Awesome. Thank you. And thank you again, Vandana, for the opportunity here. So my name is Omar Santos. I'm a nerd from the community. I have led a few things, you know, in the community, industry efforts like the Common Security Advisory Framework with OASIS and you know, with O'Reilly, Pearson, et cetera. You know, I work for Cisco, and what I do is I investigate all the bad news whenever it comes to zero days, to vulnerabilities in Cisco products, in the industry. If there's a protocol issue, for example, I'm working with many, many vendors to close that effort. And I've been engaged with the Red Team Village since it started about 4 years ago. And but at DEF CON 4, this is my 25th year. Yeah. 21st year. 21st year, not 25th. I'm not that old. almost.
I must say that you both are being too kind and humble. And I know that you both have been involved in a lot of things. And you've shaped up Red Team Village, wherein I've seen that it's growing. It is adding a lot of value to the community. Thank you so much for joining me to the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so I have done research about Red Team Village, but I would still say that we want to hear from you that what Red Team is all about.
Yeah, I think I'll probably start. At the end of the day, this is a community-driven effort based or focused in education, right? So what we want to actually do is have the opportunity for people that probably have not had the chance to, you know, learn from collaborating with each other, to participate in CTFs and everything, to have that opportunity, right? Whether it's through DEF CON, RSA, you know, many, many different avenues that we engage with. Now we're focusing this year a lot into the CTF contest and everything in DEF CON, but in the past, you know, of course, we have done actually workshops, we have done a lot of panels, we're collaborating with other villages as well. Like, for example, this year we're doing a panel with the AI Village and collaborating with other folks in the industry. As a matter of fact, this year, Bruce Schneider is actually joining us in the conversation. So the goal really here is to span that spectrum of offensive security training. And also it's kind of a bridge, right? In some cases, you actually see people, you know, migrating from, either the defensive side to offensive or vice versa, right? And we have a really amazing set of volunteers, core member teams, and as you mentioned, it's expanding significantly. We were not even, dreaming about how big Vino has become nowadays. So, thank you. Anything you would like to add, Savannah?
Well, I mean, everything you said is exactly like what I think as well. There's just always been like a gap with people trying to find like learning resources or people to go to. And I feel like that's like with Red Team Village, that's why I always really liked it, is because it's a community where people can go to others that work in the industry and just need help, and people are there to be able to help others.
Great. Thank you so much. And especially, we have seen that the past year and a half has been so different than we anticipated. I personally had so many travel plans. I've always been excited for Black Hat and DEF CON. And this year is no different than the year and a half. But what should the participants expect from the village this year? Like what all activities the village will be doing this year? And will it be, so the village is virtual, in-person, or hybrid this year?
So the village is hybrid. We're going to have actually a lot of the presence will be on site in Vegas. Now, DEF CON, of course, is also going to go hybrid. A lot of the villages are either fully virtual or some actually are on site only. So it's a pretty amazing or a significant difference in a good way, right? That we are actually now getting, at least some of us are getting back together in Vegas. But to answer your question related to the village, what we're focusing this year is in two contests, actually, to be honest with you. I think that we're taking a break from 96 hours of presentations last year nonstop without sleeping. So what we're doing is shifting gears into focusing into two things, the CTF that actually has become fairly popular. We had hundreds of registrations just in this first week. And then the second one is actually a contest that we collaborate with a separate group called a Cyber Wraith. It's kind of like an esports, type scenario. And we'll be on site. Myself, Savannah, Barrett, he's also another core leader in the Red Team Village. And we're partnering with other folks in the community. So we're not gonna spoil it, but I think that it's a good time to probably announce some of these, right? So a good friend of ours, Ben, he goes by Nahamsek. A lot of people actually know him by Nahamsek. He's going to be actually, hosting a lot of different kind of behind the scenes, what's happening in the CTF, what is happening in DEF CON type scenario. So that's going to be one of the streams. And then we're going to be joined by many other folks in the industry like Stock and the hacker mentor, John Hammond, and several other ones. So it's not going to be like the traditional all presentations and workshops. It's going to be that hybrid approach, right, is what we're looking for in here, right? And looking forward to the next year. Hopefully, we'll have everybody on site again and going back to somewhat normal, right?
Right. Totally interesting, because you have got all the superstars from the hacking world, or I would say the red teaming world, who are actually trying to change the way we see the traditional security. Because it's important to view the security from a different angle, from a red teaming angle, so that we are prepared for the adversaries before they even hit us. So it's very, very important. And thank you so much for sharing such wonderful insights. Any message for the participants who wish to join the village?
I'd pass it back to you, Savannah.
Oh, yeah, no, I could take this. I was just going to say, if anyone's ever interested and joining the Red Team Village, whether that be like coming to any presentations, joining the CTF, volunteering, you're always welcome to join the Discord or hit any of us up on any social media platforms you can find us on. And we'll be happy to help anyone that has any questions, because that's what like the village is all about, is helping others that want to get in the offensive side of security.
Yeah, and one thing related to specifically to DEF CON, right? First, if you're going to be on site, please stop by, right? We're definitely going to be in the contest area. We're going to have a lot of people, rotating through there. So I hope to see you. I hope, Savannah hopes to see you too. Now, the other thing is, so this year, all the communications for DEF CON during DEF CON will be in the DEF CON server. So we're going to have a section or a channel there. Feel free to also reach out through that. And if you want to participate, even in ad hoc events that we actually do, absolutely feel free to join us in the Discord server or emails, small signals, et cetera, right? So you know where to probably, hopefully, how to find us. And all that information is, of course, in the website.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure a lot of people will reach out because, especially in India, I have been seeing the craze for Red Team Village and the people are talking about it a lot. This is something which, if you see, that there are a lot of bug bounty hunters, there are a lot of security researchers are coming and they are talking about it. So I am sure whosoever is traveling, they're going to stop by and they're going to learn a lot from the village.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today, Savannah and Omar, and sharing the wonderful details about the Red Team Village.
Reversing Labs is the leading provider of explainable threat intelligence solutions that dissects complex file-based threats. Its hybrid cloud titanium platform enables digital business resiliency, detects new high-risk threat vectors, and automates SOC and threat hunting processes. Learn more at reversinglabs.com. Imperva is the cybersecurity leader whose mission is to protect data and all paths to it with a suite of integrated application and data security solutions. Learn more at imperva.com.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of our On Location Conversation. If you learned something new and this podcast made you think, then share ITSBmagazine.com with your friends, family, and colleagues. If you represent a company and wish to associate your brand with our conversations, sponsor one or more of our podcast channels. We hope you will come back for more stories and follow us on our journey. You can always find us at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society.